It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Conservation groups are challenging the Trump administration's effort to roll back protections for the nation's waterways. A legal challenge was filed last week in U.S. District Court. It's estimated that 90% of New Mexico's waters would be unprotected by the Clean Water Act should the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed rule change take effect. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
The legal challenge could open a major court battle over what waters are protected under the Clean Water Act. Critics say clean water protections would revert to a level not seen in 50 years if the waters of the U.S. rule proposed by the Trump administration is adopted. Brian Bird with Defenders of Wildlife for the Southwest says the new rule would leave 90% of New Mexico's waters unprotected under the Clean Water Act.
That's a lot of water. So we are going to very likely have dirty water as a result of this. Water that we can't swim in, water that we can't drink, water that's not good for wildlife.
Bird says polluters would no longer need a permit to release contaminated water into ephemeral streams and wetlands that aren't immediately adjacent to protected waters. Western states have an abundance of ephemeral waters, water that flows only occasionally because of rainstorms and snowmelt. According to New Mexico's Environment Department, the rule change would eliminate about 40% of the state's water pollution permits, including those held by wastewater treatment plants, hard rock mines, and coal mines. Bird says the state's water could be especially vulnerable because New Mexico is one of three non-delegated states.
That means that the EPA administers and issues all of our permits in New Mexico. So that basically means if we don't have federal protection for 90% of our water, then there's no protection. The state doesn't protect it.
He adds that drinking water for 280,000 people in New Mexico could be affected by the rule change. Those challenging the new rule say it ignores the original intent of the Clean Water Act, which was bipartisan legislation passed by Congress in 1972 after state-by-state efforts failed to clean the nation's waters. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
With college campuses shut down due to the coronavirus outbreak, most students have returned home, but that's not so easy for international students. KERA's Rob Upchurch spoke with students from other parts of the world about their lives in limbo.
Sarah Al-Harbi is a doctoral candidate studying how to design curriculum for children at the University of North Texas.
Everyone is saying, go back, go back, go back. You don't know what's coming up, and the numbers are going higher.
She plans to finish her dissertation and graduate in May. But due to mounting pressure from friends and family, she says she might be celebrating the occasion at home in Saudi Arabia.
I don't know what's the future. I don't know. I didn't expect this ending after 8 years, and I consider myself like I also belong to this land as a Saudi Arabia because I've been here 8 years.
While Al-Harbi can work from home and the university has been flexible with her research, other students are having their studies more directly affected. Dongni Xia, who's from China, teaches piano to music students while earning her doctorate in music performance at UNT.
We're currently not teaching the normal class online right now because the practice rooms are closed because we don't want students to go to the practice buildings to practice. And a lot of people, they don't have access to a keyboard or a piano at home, so they cannot practice.
She says the minor delay from a Zoom call makes it hard to teach lessons in real time. Instead, she has to work with students in new ways.
For students who have piano at home, so I'm meeting them and individually through Zoom, and then I will give them tasks, and they send me back the video, and I will grade them.
Shia says isolation is nothing new to a lifelong musician, so not much has changed for her.
Honestly, I haven't felt that much big difference in my life because as a musician, I spend most of time by myself practicing in the practice room. So I don't really go out to bars or for entertainment a lot. So even when everything is shut down, I don't really feel that my world is closed.
Jennifer Cowley, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at UNT, oversees students' academic and professional success. Right now, that means helping students adjust to the realities of the pandemic. Cowley says most of UNT's international students are choosing to stay in the area while they continue their classes. But students who are graduating, like Al-Harbi, are unsure of what to do when their visa status changes.
By August, or let's say September, I should be out of the United States. By anyhow. in the normal situation. My visa's done. I need to be out.
Al-Harbi has the added challenge of looking after her parents. They came to Texas in early March ahead of commencement ceremonies. But then graduation events were canceled and air travel restrictions began, leaving them stuck in Denton for now. Al-Harbi says the extra family time is nice, but it's making it hard for her to finish her dissertation.
I usually stop studying, I go out, sit with them, try to make them feel better about the situation. I feel responsible somehow for the letdown.
International and domestic students will be eligible to live on campus throughout the summer, if necessary. Callie says the university is working on solutions for students who plan to start their education in the fall. Meanwhile, Al-Harbi is doing her best to stay calm.
This is not like wars or something where you can blame someone for whatever you're in. It's just, we have no one to blame. That's it.
I'm Rob Upchurch in Denton.